What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The frames per second podcast.
I like romantic comedies. Like, I think they dropped the trailer for Endgame too early.
Horror movies. I love horror movies. If I can find a good action movie.
I'm always looking forward to the Marvel movies.
I mostly watch horror movies. Doesn't matter if it's this era, if it's last era, if it looks whack, whatever. I'll just watch it.
I don't really watch horror films just when it's sitting in my spirit, right?
I ain't gonna lie, that fucked me up. I was like, oh, shit, nigga, I was like, man.
Some good comedy. I mean, I guess it just depends on what mood I'm in.
I'm interested in seeing Captain Marvel.
I guess my go-to would be sci-fi. Sci-fi. And much like you, it don't even have to be good.
Action and comedy, that's it for me.
John Wick 3. Did you see the trailer for the new one?
They might have bit off more than they could chew. I think Last Jedi was garbage.
Whoa. The Frames Per Second Podcast.
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
It's the Mic Still On Podcast, episode 113. We're back.
Oh, you remember the number?
I did. I'm getting better.
You're getting better now.
I wrote it down, man. I wrote it down.
You'd be like, what episode is this be?
Yeah, I think the bit is a little tired. So we're gonna do something new. No Mike this week. No Sophie this week. But sitting in for the both of them.
She's like,
it's Rock. What's up,
hey,
Rock? Who was Rock?
What's going on, y'all?
You gotta give people a little background, man. God, Lee King.
I mean, I was gonna get there.
Oh, okay. A lot of times you don't.
But I know people don't know her, but I already worked it out in my head prior to. For those of you that don't know, Rock is an OG. Dead air.
Come on, OG.
She actually came around the same time as Sophie, yeah.
Yeah, she's been around for a minute, been on some videos as a guest, have hosted an ass video here and there. So it's a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you.
I'm sure the day ones that follow the show as well are.
Oh, hey.
I remember
she
like
she did classic album first... reviews.
Yeah, that was fun times.
New Music Fridays. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's really been on like to festivals with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been around.
That's why she's like, hip hop soul merch.
I mean, yeah, this Ken's kind of downplaying it. She's been around for a long time and doing a lot of stuff with us.
Yeah, it's good to see y'all. I haven't been here in a while. I'm really proud. The studio is dope.
Appreciate it. I'm proud of y'all.
I think I remember like in our early when we started doing this, Mike. So I remember some folks asking like, "Is Rock y'all ever get Rock on?" Yeah, I remember someone asking.
They always ask.
Yeah.
They always ask.
Yeah, so day one's gonna definitely recognize you.
So. Anyway, man, let's get into this R. Kelly documentary, man. Not documentary. We're done with that.
Not yet.
Interview. Interview. Let's get into this R. Kelly interview that he did with Gayle King.
I don't know how to hog tie people. You just go straight in.
Yeah, it went viral. The clip, of him.
Man, that whole R. Kelly went viral all on social media.
Yeah, we were watching it earlier, so we're gonna start with
you about to pull it
I'm
up.
A man, I make mistakes, but I'm not a devil.
This is hilarious.
And by no means am I a monster.
I'm gonna name the names: Andrea Kelly, your ex-wife, Kitty Jones, Lisa Van Allen, Lizette Martinez, Geronda Pace, Faith Rogers, Asante McGee. You're saying everything they said in that documentary about you is not true.
They are lying on me.
Why would these women say the same thing about you? That you are controlling, that you are abusive, that you tell women when to eat, when to go to the bathroom, when they can sleep, where they can dress. Why would all these women tell these different stories about you if they were not true? And they don't know each other. That defies logic to me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Until you hear the explanation. You can start a rumor on a guy like me or a celebrity just like that. All you have to do is push a button on your phone and say, so-and-so did this to me, R. Kelly did this to me, and if you get any traction from that, if you're able to write a book from that, if you're able to get a reality show, then any girl that I had a relationship in the past that it just didn't work out.
So I'm going to skip ahead a little
bit.
She can
come and say
have you ever had sex with anyone under the age of 17?
No.
Never?
No.
I have to tell you, it's so hard to believe that based on all that was read.
I'm going
to
tell you something, Gail. There's one
situation. I'm going to
tell you something.
What women said about you.
What women said about me. What women. So nobody's allowed to be mad at me and be scorned and lie on me.
So they're lying on you. That's your explanation. They're lying on you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So every time he lies, he whispers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's silly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you feel that people have maligned your character.
I have been assassinated. I have been buried alive.
I'm alive.
And correct me if I'm wrong, that you have never held anybody against their will.
I don't need to. Why would I?
I'm
stupid with never held anybody. R. Kelly.
Uh-oh. Oh, here you go.
With all I've been through in my way
baby
past.
Baby oil.
Baby oil.
To hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said.
You say
why, how stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you were holding.
That's stupid, guys.
I didn't.
Is this camera on me?
Yes.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Don't. Forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert, sound like Richard
y'all
Brock,
quit
down
playing.
The street.
Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this.
That's my term for 2019.
Robert.
Y'all killing me with this shit. Gail was so kind, wasn't she?
You're killing me, man. This ain't not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it.
It sound like a song.
No, I just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment.
That was one of the boys, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Kelly's emotions remained raw.
It's real girls out there missing. It's real young girls out there being abducted.
With
being
chains.
Raped. Yeah. Okay? They really are on chains. They really do have this chains dude. on their wrists, and they can't get out.
Robert,
and they're ending up buried
Robert,
in deep.
Robert, we have to have a conversation. Really. I don't want to
even looking, man.
Well,
I came here for them to hear me talk.
But
I need help.
What kind of help?
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart. People betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
You sound like you're playing the victim here. You sound like R. Kelly. You do. When I listen to you,
I'm just
it does
telling
sound
the
like
truth.
You're playing the victim.
I'm just telling the truth.
You got them all, man.
The reason I'm emotional,
Robert,
and I apologize for that,
no,
is because
no,
this
no.
is the first
no,
time
no, no, no,
I was
no,
able
right.
to say
speak.
Something.
Gail.
I've said nothing.
Man, y'all got Bob on CBS looking crazy.
He got them all, man.
Y'all got Bob Kelly. Bob Kelly is on CBS.
It's real kids out here. It's real people out here that's kidnapped with chains. Y'all worried about me. I don't have to lock anybody up. I'm R. Kelly.
Oh, man.
Down the street. Unless they need
some
shoes
from their uncle.
Bruh.
Sad.
All right, what's this one? This is the one about people stealing his money.
It's destroying my name. And I can't work. How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids? How?
Your ex-wife.
Use your common sense.
Your ex-wife says
you
abused her, Robert.
13 lies. 13 years. Being married. Okay. I flew in on a helicopter.
Somebody said tell your story.
On a helicopter.
Yes. Yes. Can somebody get us some tissue?
I don't want no tissue. I'ma leave.
I'ma leave.
Look, man, look. I'm telling y'all.
Oh,
I went on a helicopter.
Man, I was tears watching
a
this.
Damn puppy. And I.
Did you say a puppy?
Yeah.
Proposed to Drill, whom I was in love with.
Oh.
And told her, hey, look.
I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. We got married. Okay? We had three beautiful kids. Not once have I ever had a domestic violence call at the house and all this, that, and the other. It never happened. Okay?
But in the Lifetime docuseries, okay, Surviving R. Kelly. Ahead.
I love her to death. I know I have nothing against her still. That is my kid's mother.
She's making that
if
up.
You
why?
Notice one thing.
Why is she making that up, Robert?
I'm not disrespecting her by saying she's not telling the truth. I'm just being honest. Somebody sent me something on my phone and said that I hog tied her. I don't know how to hog tie people. Why would I hog tie my kids? And I
took me out with that.
This is not a lie. What kind of woman would you head down with a dad who's trying to have a relationship with their kids? You know how many kids need a relationship with their father?
What is your relationship with your
children? Oh my God.
Yo, what is your relationship with your
children? He really is breaking down for real.
All over
the place.
Zero. But I know my kids love me.
All
right. And I'm in love with my kids. I love my kids.
Oh, man, I wish you would have watched. I wish I would have watched this whole thing before we.
Man.
I didn't even know this was out there yet.
I didn't either. That's why I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing either.
Right.
Or surviving years of sexual abuse.
The
allegations are about you. Would you be okay with that?
Let me tell you something. I'd be up in that mother everything up. I had to bleep myself, but I would be...
Yes. If your daughters came to you and said, what this guy is doing to me, what the allegations are against you.
Then I would have to arrest myself after I did what I had to do.
You've been very candid that you are a sexual abuse survivor yourself. You've talked very candidly that you were molested from the ages of 7 to 13, 14. Mm-hmm. How do you think that has affected you?
It hasn't affected me at all. I mean, it has affected me in a way, though. Yeah. It affected me in this way.
Right.
Anything that I've been through, that or any struggles I've had in my past has affected my music. It has,
it affected your behavior?
Absolutely not. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know people say, oh, well, he was abused.
Exactly.
Well, that's why he's doing that. No.
No, the experts will tell you this. Most people who are abusers have been abused. But not all people that have been abused go out and abuse others.
Okay.
And so that's why I asked
the
question.
That's what the experts said?
That is what the experts
say. All, did they?
No, they didn't. No,
all right.
No.
Here I stand.
So that's why I'm asking
I'm in the not all. I'm in the not all. Okay. But they also didn't say when you're R. Kelly, okay, and you're famous and your name is ringing 25 million times a day all over the world, okay, of people trying to get money from you, okay, and they're using your past. They're using the past allegations, the past case that he beat to link it on to that, okay? They're using that.
When you say that you need help, do you think you need to go to
Absolutely. At this point, I'm definitely talking
about that.
About going.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it
they're using
like,
that to gain.
You know, some could say you might seem out of touch to a lot of people.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, your perception of the charges against you. I know it's your side and it's your story, but you have a different perception that most of the world has about you.
No, people I have a truth. People have perception.
People have the perception.
I have truth.
Do you think you're invincible?
Oh, absolutely not. I just think I'm human.
He good, man. He good. He be going from in and out. Let's see. I don't think we're going to watch this.
But one might be older than the other.
They're much younger than you.
I don't look at much younger than me. I just look at legal. I just look at you, I'm me. Now, I don't know if you're married. I don't know. I don't know if you had a relationship. I don't know what you know, I don't know.
What?
But one might be older than the other. Mm-hmm. One might be younger than the other. Okay? So I just look at legal. Okay, people. There are older men that like younger women.
Is that
there true? Are younger women that like older men.
Are you an older man that likes younger women?
I'm an older man that love all women.
Kelly says he met Joycelyn Savage after her father brought her to one of his concerts when she was 19.
I didn't go looking for a Jocelyn Savage. I was doing my
Bob
show.
Bob Kelly is fooling.
He brought her and asked a friend of mine.
Hey, he's staying consistent,
on
though.
The stage Got with you. R. Kelly. Make sure she's on the stage.
Asriel Clary also met Kelly at one of his concerts. Her parents say Kelly...
What is your relationship with her?
Right now, I'm seeing her.
You were seeing her?
Yeah, she's 21. I'm seeing her.
She's 21?
Yeah.
He's staying consistent.
But did you start seeing her at 17?
Absolutely not.
Did you have sex with her when she was 17?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Although her parents wanted me to.
No, her parents claim they have text messages that show that you had sex with her when she was 17.
Claim.
So you're saying you did not have sex with her
Absolutely
when she was 17?
Absolutely not.
You are with two women right now. You love them. They say they love you. What kind of love is it that keeps these young women away from their families?
When
their
you,
families
you
are saying...
These?
I'm talking right now about Jocelyn
because you know
and Azurel.
I'm going to answer your question.
What kind of love is that?
What kind of father, what kind of mother will sell their daughter to a man?
Who did that?
How come it was okay for me to see them until they wasn't getting no money from it? Why would you take your daughter, if I were going to take my daughter and she's 19 years old, to a 49-year-old icon, whatever, celebrity, or R. Kelly concert, or whoever it is. I'm not going to put her on the stage and leave her. I'm going to take her to the concert. Their father is more into my music and know about my music than they do.
Mm. You're saying the parents handed their daughters, Azurel and Jocelyn, over to you? Is that what you're saying to us?
Absolutely. Are the cameras still going?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Of course they're going.
Of course they're going.
Y'all, you're in an interview.
That's it, y'all.
They're going to keep running.
Like, what are you talking about?
But you know, I think therein lies, like, the biggest problem is that R. Kelly is literally blaming everybody else instead of taking accountability, right? Like, I think he has a point, right? Like, if you're taking your daughter up there and, you know, you're kind of saying, here you go, like as an offering or something
Which
like
they
that.
Kinda
there's
said
some truth
they
into it.
Yeah. Huh?
Like there's some truth to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously there's some truth to the point that these parents are trying to exploit their kids' talents, yeah, right? By linking them up with somebody that can possibly help their career out. But what R. Kelly is doing is he's twisting that and having relations with these girls. You see what I'm saying? So he's not taking accountability for having the relations. He's blame shifting it onto the parents for offering the girl anyway. And then they're not even offering the girl. They're just saying, hey, can you help her out with her music career? You're the one that's twisting it into something that's more personal than that.
True. And I think that was part of the discussion that came out of the documentary. People were looking at the parents and saying, yo, you like know who this guy is. Like, you know how he get down. Why would you even put your daughter in that situation? So in essence, they were basically dangling her in front of R. Kelly in order for them or for their daughter to, you know, pop off. I think what I liked about the interview is that Gail definitely kept challenging him.
Yeah.
You know, on a lot of
Gail's
things.
Gail's a real one.
Yeah, she was. She was. And, you know, so I thought that was dope. Even when he said that he did sleep with underage woman, she was like, yeah, I don't know if I believe that, R. Kelly.
She said it's hard to believe based on what everybody's saying.
Yeah, all these girls are saying all these different things that don't know each other.
Well, are the girls? Oh yeah, the victims from the victims. Documentary.
Yeah, they didn't know each other. Yeah,
she's
so
like, they don't know
like
each other. So she like that's no bias.
Yeah, but with a documentary, I mean that's pre. It's not like live. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, they can have conversations behind scenes and stuff like that and get the stories together. That is a possibility,
right?
When you're
for the
like
documentary,
that.
But the stories prior to the documentary, all these years have been relatively consistent, right? The documentary just put them all together at one time in place. And yeah, you know, obviously they've talked since that or during that, right? But before that, right? Mm-hmm. Like in the early 2000s and stuff like that, when we were talking about this, women's stories have been consistent.
When you say consistent, like how?
In terms of the form of abuse, right? Like how they're not able to choose what they wear, where to eat, where to live, not being able to contact their family and parents and things of that nature. All of that has always been consistent.
Right, but I thought it was a situation where they were actually able to leave, contact their parents and stuff like that. I thought they actually could do that. I thought that was fabricated.
That's.
I mean, we have.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that left and came back and stuff. Yeah,
but at the end of the day, like when you're brainwashed, like the abuse is done. Like, now you're controlling these women, he sought them out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell that they probably, like, they were clueless.
Yeah.
Just clueless.
Yeah.
Just going with it.
But,
you know what I'm
saying? How much clue are you supposed to have at 17?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like that, and that's the reason why, you know what I'm saying? He targets a particular age range because it's easy to manipulate them and brainwash them and be like, well, this is how it's supposed to be.
So outside of the targeting, what about when the parents that bring them to them then?
Well,
but that's not targeting at that point. At that point, right?
It still is though, because at the end of the day, the parents aren't trying to give you their daughter to be some type of emotional or physical slave to you. You know what I'm saying? That's what R. Kelly is turning these girls into. As a parent, I would have to assume that their intent is to help their child's music career.
That's not what did you see the two girls interviews? That's not like what they were saying. They were saying that they basically sold them off trying to get money. It was all a plan.
Yeah.
Like that's what the two girls like were admitting to. Like, my parents just want money. Trust me. Like, this man is not harming us. This man is not doing this. So some can say that they're brainwashed. But if they're not brainwashed? And, what if they are?
Yeah, they were very adamant about that too. Yeah. Like defiant.
Yeah.
Like who are you guys to tell us what we're doing? Like we're voluntarily here. If they wanted to get away, they could do it right now because they're at an interview. Like nobody's holding them hostage,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, but they went to defend R. Kelly.
And I'm not saying that all of these parents are absolved of trying to sell their daughter. I'm not saying that.
I don't think any of them
Right, but the two in question that they're talking about, Jocelyn and Azriel, that are there now, right? I think they're the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're there voluntarily.
Yeah.
Now, and the parents took them there when they were young for their career voluntarily. The parents did.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly didn't seek them out. So that's kind of what, you know, that's the story. That's not what we're saying, but that's just kind of what happened. So what happened in between that, you know, it's just...
Pull that one up, because we might as well just pull that one up, too, since he ain't seen it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we might as well just go in.
Girls,
yeah, because, I mean, at this point, it's like...
Yeah.
We just watching them. It is what it is.
What is your relationship, with R. Kelly?
We're with him. That's our relationship.
We're with him. Yeah, that's what it is.
And we're in a relationship with him.
Right.
You just said it.
This is
a very strong relationship as well.
Both of you.
Yes, most definitely.
That's Jocelyn.
Now, how do we say this without being inappropriate? Is this a three-way relationship, or do you each have a separate relationship with him? How does this work?
Well, both of those.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
We both have our individual relationships with him, and
right.
We all are family all together. We have our moments where we sit and watch movies all together. We go to amusement parks
just
all
polyamorous.
Together.
I'm not talking about Azriel going to movies and sitting watching, going to parks. I'm talking about, is it a three-way sexual relationship?
Sexually? I'm not here to talk about my personal life.
Okay.
And I would never share with no one what I do in or outside of the bedroom. And as a woman, I'm sure you would not either.
Yes. No, I wouldn't. But
okay, then.
What?
Next question.
She checked
the
whole
question.
But this is a very different
circumstance. It's not a different circumstance. There are people all over the world who have multiple girlfriends. It's no different.
Do both of you all believe you're in love with him?
Absolutely. Yes.
They said that at the same time.
Of course.
He's the pop
Should
piper,
your
baby.
Parents be concerned?
No.
Why?
Well, my parents knew where I've always been for 4 years. They have known. They know that I've been well taken care of.
They never thought you were missing, Azriel. They just were wondering if you were okay.
Well, my parents have actually came to Chicago and seen me a few times.
Oop.
They've, I've talked to them. They stopped answering my calls.
You know what they say? They say that you are brainwashed. I talked to your dad last night. He says, my daughter is brainwashed, and he's very concerned. He said he was here 2 days ago, and you wouldn't even look him in the eye.
Okay, I wouldn't look him in the eye because he's a liar, and he's a manipulative liar.
I'll tell you why they're concerned, Azurel, because they say she's 17. We found text messages that indicated that she was having sex with R. Kelly when she was 17. Is that true?
No, that is a lie. That is a lie. I was not having sex with him at 17.
Why would they want to lie about you, their daughter?
Okay, so when I first met Robert, my parents told me to lie about my age. Ooh. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18. On top of that, when I was 17, my parents were actually making me, trying to get me to take photos with him, take sexual videos with him, all kinds of stuff.
Wait, wait, wait. Your parents encouraged you to do sexual videos with R. Kelly?
Yes. And they said because if they ever have to blackmail him, what they're trying to do now, they can use it against him, which is exactly what they're doing.
Joycelyn, I see you nodding a lot with what she's saying. Why are you nodding in agreement with what she's saying?
Because everything that she's saying is true. Our parents are basically out here just to get money. And
your parents, you're saying the same as saying?
Well, both of our parents are basically out here trying to get money and scam because they didn't agree on what happened, you know, with music or wherever it could be. Mm. And they're just very upset.
Work out the way they
this
wanted,
is the right. first time hearing, to be honest with you, that your parents are trying to get money from R. Kelly.
Okay.
Because your father told a very different story to me last night.
Yeah, he's the manipulative. He's very manipulative. So he's the one you need to watch out for. But my dad and my mom, they started to send threats to both me and him. They said, oh, I'll put all your naked pictures all over the world. I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to ruin him. If he doesn't send $20,000 to this bank account by Monday, oh, I'm going to put everything out there and then $10,000 after that. You're trying to solicit me like I'm some f***ing hoe. I'm not. I'm your child.
Exactly.
Yeah, you sound very angry.
Baby oil.
Parents.
There you go.
You sound very angry.
There it is.
And very pained. Tell me, Azra, why you're crying. Tell me.
I'm crying because you guys don't know the truth. You guys believe in some facade that our parents are saying. This is all lies for money. And if you can't see that, you're ignorant and you're stupid as because you want to be. All because that's the world we live in. Negativity sells.
Exactly.
Gossip is what sells. Exactly. Rumors are what sells.
Exactly.
But Joycelyn and Azra, this is more than gossip. This is more than just rumors. These are decades of allegations against Robert Kelly.
We're not here to talk about decades. We're here to talk about what our parents are doing right now.
Right.
And what they're doing right now is all for money.
Right.
You know, I would like to know if she has, like, receipts of those messages about the money that she...
If who has receipts?
Azriel.
Okay.
You know, because she said, they sent messages about demanding money.
Oh, yeah,
so.
She has that. Ooh, that changed
that
the
game. That changed the whole game.
If she actually has that. But what if the receipts about her having sex at 17 with R. Kelly, does that change things,
but
too?
But also... Remember what she said that they told her to lie about her age. So if she complied with that,
but
I know it doesn't change
still,
the
story,
but you know,
no, of course. And let's be honest, out of all of these decades, and I know we're talking about today,
right?
But out of all these decades, these are the first two, to my knowledge, that are saying the opposite. How many others
from what the girls were saying?
The other girls, How many girls are standing on these two sides?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I really don't know.
They haven't came forward.
All I'm saying is, with the overwhelming evidence and years.
Well, it depends on what's on the tape, because that's what got him back in jail.
Yeah, it was a tape.
Well, he was in jail for child support.
But it was
y'all not going to facts only be. Mm-hmm. Right. Then he went back to jail for the tape. That
tape was first. Then
it was first. I just hit it backwards. It was the tape. He just got out of jail because some other person came with the money that he had.
So what was on this tape, Ken?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But they're saying that is a video of him and
referring to a girl saying that 14-year-old pussy, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he kept referring to her body parts as a 14-year-old, blase, blase, all that stuff. That was on that video that they, you know, that
I
they
mean,
got.
What if she's 20 and he was just saying that in his head?
What if you recorded, Ken?
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say that.
But what else going to say? Man, you buzzed me up with that. Even if that's what you're thinking about, like, that just shows you how nasty, like, you are.
Like, so after hearing that though, because I know we were. Uh-huh. So what do you think now?
In terms of
about
too,
the parents, because we talked about the parents.
Of course.
Them, okay.
And my thing is like, well, oh, that's what I was going to say. Why would he say that on a tape? Like, why would he say
right,
that?
Right. Keep
being, like
that.
He said, being R. Kelly, who I am, like, why would I do that?
You common sense.
Why would I say, give me that 14-year-old pussy? Like, why would I say that? With my way ass. But real talk, like, why would he say that? Right. Like, he likes that shit, bro. I understand he may like it, but don't come on, bro.
But it's like, why?
Like, you want to record that? Like, why would you record that?
Because look, man, I think that a lot of sociopaths, I think that a lot of people that deal with manipulation, that deal with control issues, mm-hmm. they hide a lot of their shit in plain sight. Okay. And think about it. Obviously, he didn't know he was being recorded.
Or was this like a
no,
selfie?
No, he knows he's recorded because he's doing the recording.
So he's doing the recording? That's what I'm saying.
Know,
so,
right?
And yeah, it's crazy. In plain sight. Let me ask you this, Rod. Do you think this is the first time that he's done this?
Done what? Exactly.
Record himself.
Of course not.
What are you talking about? Okay, obviously, right? Yeah. And then we know that he has had sexual relations with minors as an adult. We know that.
You're talking about Aaliyah?
We know that for a fact. He was married to her, and she was underage. Okay. And he was beating that shit down. Let's be honest.
Stop.
I'm just saying, look, it's four dudes and a chick at this table. And we all have been young, and now we're older. And all I'm saying is, when I was younger,
man, don't be bothering me with your stuff, man.
No. I'm just saying.
Talk
for yourself, man. That's cool. I'll talk for myself.
But what I was saying was, when you were saying that we know for a fact, I just wanted to get the fact.
We know for a fact that he has had sex with underage women in his past.
And that's why I wanted to tie it to Aaliyah, because I don't know if we know about any of the other ones.
I feel you. For a fact. It's hearsay, right? Okay. But we know for a fact that he was married to Aaliyah.
That we do know.
Yeah. I saw a clip from the documentary. I didn't watch the documentary, but I saw a clip, and it was a clip of the video.
Yeah.
And the girl, she had to be like 13 or 14. So it's like, you're sick, you know, like you're fucking sick.
Think about, I forgot her name.
Another singer?
No.
Sparkle.
Sparkle's cousin.
Right.
You think Sparkle was making that up?
What are you talking about? The documentary right now?
Well, that was on the documentary.
I didn't watch it either.
But I'm just saying, you think the way Sparkle reacted in that interview, how angry she was,
she had some leftover anger for sure.
So so even though it's not documented like a marriage license is, I would think it's safe to assume something happened between R. Kelly and Sparkle's cousin. Yes or no?
Okay. Let's talk about now. Everything that's going on now, because we're going back, like, to the documentary, and we'd already talked about that. So what do you think about everything that's going on as far as these interviews now?
Yeah, in terms of these two chicks here, it sounds like they are happy. They live in a very polyamorous lifestyle right now. And I'm cool with that. I'm not against that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And this interview obviously shows they're not being held against their will.
Exactly. Right.
Or, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
Exactly. And here's the thing. I want to believe that there are parents out there that will try to pimp their daughters out.
Yeah, that does seem, it did seem genuine.
Yeah.
When she was talking about it. Mm-hmm. So, it may be true.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm on record saying, like, start at the parents, you know what I'm saying? You have to start there.
Yeah.
You have to start there. I mean, whether he's a predator or not, more likely is, you still have to look at the parents and be like, yo, don't put your kids in these situations.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that easy to get to R. Kelly. Like, you gotta do some stuff to get to R. Kelly. Like, it's not like you just be like, oh, let me call R. Kelly and bring my kid up here. Like, nah. You have to
steps.
You actually have to put some thought behind this. Like, okay, so we're going to do this. Yeah. We're going to get you there.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Like, it's some steps in it.
It's planned out. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. In terms of these two girls, it sounds like they are being 100% honest with what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to hold that against them. And she made a valid point. There's all types of, see, like, to me, morals and values aren't universal. Mm-hmm. They're based off of where you live, mm-hmm. right? Because if in your culture you grow up where having multiple wives is okay, mm-hmm. and then you come to America and they say it's not, like, are you morally wrong? Mm-hmm. No, because that's how you grew up. So morals and values are different. And I think that because in the world there are relationships like this,
yeah.
this is fine.
And that's what they were saying too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were saying
that. It's just that they're
so young. And they're young.
That's the only
No,
issue.
Absolutely. Yes. You know they don't even know they want to do with their lives right now.
Yeah,
so of course, you know, they're impressionable still.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we know, I think it's also safe to say, mm-hmm. right? It's not necessarily documented or recorded, mm-hmm. that R. Kelly prefers the younger variety.
All women.
But you remember what I said? I said
all women.
All women. Right.
They got to Trinidad James. Did you see that?
Yes, that was the funniest one.
That was hilarious. But I think I said this on a prior podcast, mm-hmm. too, is that it's not just the younger women, it's just impressionable mm-hmm. women.
Yes.
People that, you know, women, that, like, it don't even have to be young. It could be, yep. they could be in their 30s or whatever.
Yeah, he's impressionable, yeah.
So I think he just goes after those type of women, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like weak-minded. Yeah.
And to that point, women. It's also documented in the documentary that he had two older women, too.
Right.
Right.
You know, they got caught up in
that
mess.
They got caught up, yep.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
So what do y'all think about his, I know we laughing and stuff like that, but what do y'all think about him and his interview? Because what I've been seeing is like, oh man, this like makes it worse for him. Like this, he shouldn't have never did it.
How,
do y'all feel the same way? Like is that a resounding type of feeling that everybody has?
Would you
like,
have done it? Would you have done an interview?
Yeah, but I don't think I would have acted like that.
You don't think?
Yeah, yeah, I don't think.
Because this was some serious shit. This brother could go away.
I feel like his emotions were raw. You know, it was real, but...
He had real tears.
Yeah, I mean...
Does it look bad? A lot of people saying it looks bad. That's all I've been seeing, that it looks bad. Everybody like, think it looks
I think,
bad?
I think it does.
Here's why. I think why people are saying that is because they already are placing guilt on him.
Of course, right.
And then when they see this, they were like, see, he is guilty.
See?
But I guess I'm a little confused.
Because he didn't answer a lot of these questions directly. He was blame shifting and avoiding a lot of this.
Yes. No, he said no. Very direct questions.
He said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. No.
Lies.
No.
Yeah, lies.
I did not.
Mm-hmm. No, he had some very stern.
He kept it consistent.
He did, but come on, man. Look, we see enough law shows and we know that you can be coached to have a perception about you.
That ain't coached, bro. That's raw R. Kelly right there.
Yeah.
So if he was coached, he would have been poised. Mm-hmm. So he would have been poised if he was coached. This was just raw R. Kelly right here.
He might have been
this could have been a performance. Or this could have been a performance.
Performance in what? Like you're talking about like just acting?
Yeah.
I mean, when I watched this thing, I didn't believe all of those emotions were all raw. I feel that some of those were definitely premeditated.
Okay.
To cover his own ass.
Oh, no.
You facing, what, 7 years? How many years? 7 years?
Yeah, and you, ain't going to bend any rule to try to make sure you get out of this thing
all
straight.
I'm saying it's a lot of stuff. So say if he feels that he hasn't done anything wrong, and you got mm-hmm. all these people. Like, I mean, you got the documentary, you got mm-hmm. everybody on social media coming at you, and you finally say something about it. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you like you saying that this man isn't going to be emotional like that when he finally says something?
I'm
you as a person, you probably would be.
As a human being, you're going to get emotional.
You're going to blow up. You're going to blow up. Like, that's how I saw it. It's like he finally said something. This man is like breaking down. You can literally see him breaking down.
And there were moments where you could tell, like, he got angry and controlled himself. Like, it started. It was like, oh, there it is. Yeah. You could hear it.
He even apologized at one point. I'm sorry, but you know, I'm just.
Because it's like his first time, like, really talking about this, right?
Yeah.
He kept kind of going in and out. You know, mm-hmm. he would whisper, and we heard that, and then, like, you know, and we could hear, like, he just started to kind of start to build up in the volcano, and then he just exploded. And I think it was when she was like, yo, like, you're being accused of this stuff, and I was like, I didn't do it. And that's when he got real raw, when he was like, I didn't do this, because in his mind, he didn't. He's perfectly fine with the things that he's done. Right. So he blew up.
Mm-hmm. I think in his mind, he felt like he hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
no matter what we think, what people think.
Of course.
Why you say of course?
Because he's justifying.
Oh, he's already done it in his head.
Yes.
Right.
He's just trying. He's trying to convince us that he ain't do nothing when he did stuff, bro. That's why I say it's partly an act. I'm not saying that all of that is fake and this, that, and the third, but he's trying to justify it and convince us that everything he did was right.
So
and,
the girls
and
acting?
I can't believe that. Huh?
So are the girls acting? Do they sound genuine?
These two?
Yeah.
For the most part, they sound genuine. But again, I agree with you where he targets women that can be easily manipulated. And at 19, I'm not saying that he's manipulating them. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that they are young and it's easier to do so, especially when you are famous, when you are R. Kelly. Because think about what they said. Doesn't matter what we do in life. We know R. Kelly got our back.
Okay.
Right. But
so that means that R. Kelly could literally ask for anything and lie. Right, air quotes,
right.
Lie, saying I'll take care of you forever, and as soon as something goes south, bitch, get your ass on.
Being manipulative isn't against the law, though.
Because you could be
manipulative in your relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to that extent, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it could be a situation where you manipulating a little bit,
but whoever,
and don't even realize it.
And I feel that, but whoever I'm manipulating is the victim, right? I'm not the victim at being the manipulator.
Right, but what I'm saying is that you may think that you're not doing anything wrong, but mm-hmm. the way you might talk and the way you may say things mm-hmm. in your relationship to, I don't know, get what you want, not, you know, or whatever, mm-hmm. it can be manipulative. Like, it just can be.
Yeah.
And is it illegal?
And I'm not saying it is. Mm-hmm. Being a manipulator is not illegal. Mm-hmm. However, we, again, just knowing the history of what we know, He likes younger women mm-hmm. primarily, right? We know that he was already married to somebody that was already underage. So just the history of what R. Kelly does, manipulation is not illegal. However, we know that he has dealt with women that have been of illegal age. And if you manipulate uh-huh. them and you've manipulated a lot of the women, just like, so do you think that these girls now are being manipulated at all?
Here's what I'm going to throw out there because I don't know. Maybe they're being rebellious. Like she said it. She's like, I didn't want to do any of this stuff, but they forced me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me to this man. I don't want to sing. So maybe she's just being rebellious and she doesn't want to, she don't mess with her parents like that.
She's being rebellious and maybe she just want a meal ticket. Yep. Same way like somebody get with a basketball player. Like, you know, he taking care of me. So look,
exactly.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to cook. I'm going to clean. I'm going to do whatever I got to do.
Right.
It could be the same type of situation. If he's taking care of them, they're like, nah, this my man. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Of course. But I'm just saying, like even money can manipulate you.
Right.
So at the end, so I don't think
or
that
motivates you.
Or motivates you.
Yeah.
Small.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know, man. I just think that, you know, you can use these manipulation tactics to your advantage, and I just think he's done that.
So B, what do you think? Did you think this hurt him? Would you have done the interview?
I don't think I would have done the interview.
You gotta defend yourself at some point. You have to.
He got to start swaying public opinion because it's been one side.
You think this did it though?
Do you think a selfie video, kind of like when Tyrese broke down, you know what I'm saying? Like, versus doing an interview, right? Because you said you wouldn't do an interview. So what's the alternative of getting your voice out there? Wouldn't be for you to have like a selfie video
like
and you talk.
A Tyrese video.
But I think people would just laugh at that, though.
You think
so?
They're
laughing at this, though.
Yeah. They are.
They're
going to
laugh.
But I'm just saying.
They're going to laugh either way.
I know they laugh at me. But Gail was really tough on him, and he stayed consistent.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed about that. Like, she asked tough questions.
And he was
consistent. He didn't trip up. As far as I know, he didn't trip up.
But isn't that a manipulator with crazy experience? Is to and keep his shit straight?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
When you're juggling all of these women and scenarios and lies and this, that, and third.
I'm not an abuser expert and like that or like detect the behaviors, but didn't with his behavior on the interview, isn't that like signs of like an abuser?
It seems
raw.
His emotions did seem raw, but I can kind of easily detect deception. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
And his mannerisms and, you know, like, just little things.
I mean, I can't detect an abuser. So that's what I'm like. It was like him being narcissistic, him victim blaming. Like, yes. Is that signs of an abuser?
You said yes? Yeah. I don't know. I've had this conversation with Nay or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, I think, and I hate, and a lot of times I hate talking on this side because a lot of people think I'm taking the side of R. Kelly. So I feel like I have to say that before I start saying some of the stuff I say.
You got to put your disclaimer.
I got to put my disclaimer. I am not defending R. Kelly. Like, I mean,
I know you got to say that for the people. I know.
But his actions were very manlike to me. Mm-hmm. Like the way you get up, the way you pump your fist and all that. Like, when I get excited about stuff,
yeah,
I'm kind of like that. I can get loud, I can get boisterous, I can jump up, right, or whatever. So that's what it looked like to me.
Okay.
It looked like a man that got emotional. When a man gets emotional, he gets aggressive. Yeah. He gets like he stands up. Y'all see me like this in conversations.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I get louder. I'm a very calm person, but when I get like hyped about something, like I'm pumping my fist,
right,
I'm pointing, I'm in people's faces. But that doesn't mean that I'm an abuser,
right,
or I'm aggressive. My daily ride is very calm. You can barely hear when I speak sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get hype about something, I get kind of like that. But let me ask you something though,
Rod.
Yeah.
Because this also lends to what you're saying.
Right.
Is that you're highly accountable.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, throughout this entire time, I have not heard R. Kelly take accountability for not one thing.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, he says that.
No, he did. He said, yeah, have I done some things? Yes. Yeah, I have,
of course.
We
make mistakes, but we're all human and we all make mistakes.
Right.
Right?
So you're saying that's not true accountability.
That's manipulative. Yeah.
Like,
that's manipulative
thing.
Because now I'm generalizing all of us. We all do something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? But you, right? Because she was asking very direct, tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take accountability for anything negative.
What would you want to hear him say then?
It's not what I want to hear him say. It's just what he should say if you are
to persuade the public.
Exactly. Because he, again, we know that he likes younger women. Mm-hmm. We know that. But for him to vehemently say, I never mess with nobody under 17, what's that doing? And that's trying to change public perception. Right?
He should have said knowingly mess with anybody under 17.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know,
if he would have said that, would you felt better about that?
A little bit. Because what that would have done is that he
not taking accountability for that when he was very direct in saying that I haven't messed with women under 17?
He got married to somebody under 17, man.
But you're talking about something that he did in his past, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, way in his past. Like, we say, way.
Way,
okay.
Way back.
So, yeah. But that would have been the perfect opportunity to address that, right? Well, you know, in my past, I was married.
That's training. Now, that's media training. That's going in, having a plan, being able to, what you're about to say, like, yeah, you know, in my past,
that's,
you know,
kind of
training-ish.
That's training.
That's not what he did, though.
that's very trainee-ish to say.
Yeah. Right.
But at the same time, right, like, this is, you take an interview to kind of try to clear your name and get your story out there.
Mm-hmm.
And people are adding stuff to it. And it's your job to clarify.
Which is what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
But did he do that?
But that's the thing, he got emotional.
To a certain degree, I think he did.
To what degree?
He asked very pointed, direct questions. He was very definitive in some of his answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talked around others.
Okay. So let me ask you this.
Because, but who wouldn't?
So now, because of these two girls that are coming out and saying that we're happy with R. Kelly and our parents put us up to
backing
this,
up parts of R. Kelly's claims.
1,000%. Do you think that R. Kelly can use this as justification to actually say that even more parents were like this?
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
I'm sure he have others that he could point to. Because he did say parents.
Exactly. So because now he's in this situation with these two young women, right? Now he can point to other situations and be like, oh, this is what primarily happens. This doesn't just happen sometimes. This is primarily what happens. And skew the narrative. So, again, I don't think he's taking accountability overall for those mistakes that he says that he, because what are those mistakes then, R. Kelly?
that stuff to
detail
Gail.
Those mistakes.
But Gail was the person interviewing the
so
she
understand.
Would have to ask those questions. But
yeah, she would have to break it down.
No, but to me, if I'm trying to clear my name, I would make myself more vulnerable to tell you the truth.
Nah,
hey,
bro,
you know what?
You don't give up. You don't just go out there and start volunteering a bunch of stuff that people not asking. That's where you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, when she asked, "Do you like 17 and under?" Primarily,
and what was his answer?
His answer was vehemently, "Thank you."
Well, there you go. What else is he supposed to say?
What do you know? But that's training, and that's manipulative.
That's him answering the question. He's answering the question how he sees it in his mind.
Because he's justifying his wrongness.
Or it's no.
Or it's no. It is an or it's no, man. It is or it's not.
Would you have, we got to wrap this up. Would you have done the interview?
I mean, like y'all was saying, to get his side, you know, because he hasn't been saying anything. Mm-hmm. I think it is important to, you know, give your side. But it just, the interview, I don't know if it did more hurt than good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm seeing people saying it did more hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand. I couldn't wait to, like, talk to y'all about it, because I was trying to see how exactly it did more hurt. Was it because he got emotional and got up and raised, or was it the stuff that he was actually saying?
I think it was the emotions.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people seeing him react like that, because I would have done the interview, and y'all know me. They probably would have called SWAT.
That's what I'm saying.
Once I got mad.
That's what I'm saying, guys. It was really like, because they even... It's just like this.
Salute to Gail, man. She didn't.
Salute.
Yeah, she didn't budge at all.
Robert.
Yeah.
Robert.
Exactly.
Calm down.
She didn't
She's
budge.
A real one.
Like, yeah, she was. Like, maybe she used to guys acting fools around her. Because when
she can control her emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, wow. So, anyway, I'm sure we're not done with that. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this one. It's just an update that Jussie has been indicted on 16 felony counts for allegedly making false reports. Obviously, this is still developing, but they got the brother. So it's
Jesus Christ, dude.
It's not looking good for him.
I haven't even been following that anymore.
Yeah, so that
I never really followed it from the beginning, but I haven't really followed it at all now.
They found out he was pretty much lying pretty much about the whole damn thing. Like,
they think so. It's
What are the felonies exactly?
Yeah.
Like, what are the charges? I don't understand. Like, if he just lied about being beat up. I don't understand. Like what is he being charged with? Lying?
Pretty much,
I think that's what
legal way of lying.
Wow.
It doesn't really...
Do y'all think he was lying? Do you think it happened?
Waiting and seeing,
I don't know what to think anymore. I was following it, and it's like one situation was happening, then something else was coming out, then they, you know, the police find out that he didn't write a hate letter to himself, and it's like, well, who did? And it's like,
it's like they're trying to cause all this chaos and confusion.
Yeah, so it was like, I don't know what to believe. It was, at one point, I'm like, man, I give up. I don't know what the heck is going on.
So it says the subsection of the Illinois law states a person commits disorderly conduct. So I think that's one of the charges.
So a basically commits,
disorderly conduct. Yeah, pretty much. If they knowingly, you know, lied about.
To the police.
Yeah, so.
And that's it. Because what else is it?
That's it.
Filing a false police report.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
what else is there?
Which is a felony in Illinois. So I think that's where they're getting him.
Unless he said he was like crazy, wasn't in his right mind or something like that. That's
right,
how they can be thrown out, right?
Yeah.
It's so crazy, yo. That whole situation. I just never really cared like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only reason I even entertain it because we do this show. Like, I don't be caring about stuff like that, man. I swear.
I find it all interesting just from afar.
Yeah, I know. I know, we talked about it.
Yeah, we have. But am I emotionally invested? No, I just think society is interesting to me. Just seeing how...
Is it because who it is, though?
I don't watch Empire. I don't care about him. It's just watching the reactions of the people and how they respond to certain things, especially given the times that we live in.
Yeah.
I always kind of just want to observe and see...
What are people's minds?
Like, where do people... Like, which side are they going to be on? And then when you have a situation like this... where people immediately jumped on his side, and then, you know, so what happens now that we found out it's false? Like, what are they going to do in response to that? So, so society is and people are very interested in me. Will Smith is playing Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena Williams, in a upcoming movie. Wow. So I guess he's not being after the Aladdin movie. So I didn't know he was getting a movie.
What you mean? The
father.
The father. Richard, yeah.
Yeah. I saw it somewhere.
I didn't.
Wait a minute. Say it again. I thought it was the movie about Serena and Venus, and he's just playing there.
Oh, he's just playing.
That's
the
what
dad.
I thought. That's what. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was just him having a movie.
It says the project will highlight the plight of the 70-year-old Louisiana native while raising his family in Compton, California.
It is about him. Okay.
It would have. Yeah, I guess so. If you're gonna have a person like Will Smith as the actor, I mean, I guess it would have to be about him. Because why would you spend all this money on a Will Smith if he's just not a co-star type of thing?
Right.
You know what
that
saying?
Was an interesting cast, though, to get him and, you know, dude is like dark skin.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
Serena father?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who would you get, though?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
Everybody
I don't
was
know.
Saying like Morgan Freeman and shit like that.
Wait a minute. But they're playing a younger version of him,
exactly.
Though.
Oh,
so. He's still very dark, though, Ken. And like,
pull up a picture.
They could make him
y'all
dark.
Y'all never seen another, Serena like, father?
They made him blue.
They're not going to make Will Smith dark.
Put some blackface on
him. Is this a Nina Simone, Zoe, what's her name?
Oh, you seen it? Did you watch that?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I actually like her a lot, but.
Yeah, but that was bad casting.
That dude is pretty dark, dude. Come on.
Will Smith could pull that off.
Get out of here, Rod.
You think Will Smith is not going to be? It's not going to be just. They might do his skin differently.
Nah,
I don't know.
Name one movie Will Smith's skin look different.
Look, Rock even thinking like I don't know.
Name one movie.
Is there a young
Mahershala Ali?
Is there
who?
A picture?
Yeah, they should have got him to do it.
Ali,
Mahershala.
What'd
you say?
Or Idris Elba?
Mahershala or something like that.
I don't know what I said.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say the her because I used to skip the her.
Mahershala.
Because I used to say I could call it Mahershala.
Him,
so
Idris
I'm trying
Elba,
to say the her.
I don't,
now.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think Idris Elba maybe.
Yeah. Like,
either way.
A little too light for that, in my opinion, but you know.
Mahershala would have been a better cast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Will Smith, really, out of all the.
But I think he'll pull it off.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
He'll somehow pull it off.
Make sure you guys subscribe to the Frames Per Second podcast. It's a TV recap and movie review podcast that we're doing. One of the movies we will review in the coming week is Captain Marvel. And I bring that up to also say that Captain Marvel has been experiencing a lot of trolls that are going on Rotten Tomato and leaving negative reviews.
Oh, that's a troll thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I seen it because I'm like, why is this thing so low?
Yeah.
I seen it like they said, like last time I looked, it was at like 30-some%. I was
so quick question. Did everybody watch it?
We had to do the episode. But you're going to be on that one?
Yeah, I'll be on that one.
All right.
So just to give a teaser to the people.
Okay.
Just to give a teaser to the people. Did you like it, yes or no?
I'm not doing that.
Did you like it, yes or no?
Ooh, that's a no.
Go to B.
B, did you like
Damn.
It, yes or no?
So y'all just want me to answer? I mean,
I'm going
to
answer too.
It's like,
I just
want to
give
him
a teaser.
It's like mid for me. It's kind of like mid, yeah.
Rock, did you see it yet?
I didn't see it yet.
Okay. I liked it.
I'll say it was, I'm going to be like B. I'll say it was okay, but I have, I'm going to go more in depth on the reasons why.
Yeah. We're teasing the people.
Yeah.
We're teasing the people. Go listen
just
to Frames.
Just go listen to Frames Per Second podcast. How about that?
Exactly.
Because I got some issues. There's some things I like. There's some things I dislike.
Okay.
But last thing, the other thing is Alex Trebek has cancer. We all know him from Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. That's crazy.
Yeah. So we wish him the best. But the last thing I have is we I want to do like a full episode on Leaving Neverland. But not everybody's here, and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so, we gotta talk about that, and we gotta circle back on the R. Kelly thing too with everybody.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
we can get their take on it. But Leaving Neverland. So the reactions have started, and this is what I've been curious to see. So in Canada, they are actually pulling his songs. Canada, New Zealand, they're refusing to play him, and some are doing it. but they're not saying it. And then there are others that are not. So yeah, man, this is kind of crazy. Banning Michael Jackson, bro?
Yeah, that's some
breaking. You seen the breaking news, though?
Nah, what happened?
About them being liars about this whole thing?
Well, that's what people have been trying to say.
It's like the lawyer has come out and said, like, these dudes are lying.
From the estate, the Michael Jackson estate, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because they're trying to spin it and say it's all about money. Because the guy, I try to remember the full story. I just heard it, but... yeah, they go facts only me. I can't remember. But yeah, the guy, the lawyer, was very clear in how this is a money grab. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that, and I think part of the lies thing is that he didn't know about the estate, or he said he didn't know about the estate before he did the documentary or something along those lines. So there's a timeline that's off between what he was saying versus the actual lawsuit.
I think people are really jumping the gun on this, trying to pull Michael Jackson and mute him off of this, the first reactions of a documentary. We all knew it was going to be a lot, you know, shock factor. I haven't seen it. I just heard certain, you know, things about it. We knew that these dudes weren't going to do a documentary and have some type of shock value in this documentary. We knew that was going to happen. So I just think people are, these first reactions to it, I just think it's premature. Personally,
y'all agree? Y'all just standing there.
I don't really have much to add on this, but yeah, I agree. I'm shaking my head. I know people can't hear my head shake, I agree with Rob. I don't have nothing else to add to that.
Yeah, it's just because pulling this music already, not even trying to, and that's what I always hated about this situation. The dude is not allowed to defend himself.
Right.
You just going off of what. Anybody could have made this documentary.
You're going off of a one-sided argument, strong.
That's you really about to cancel Michael Jackson off this one-sided story, and like you said, they didn't even interview no one in his family, or anything
anybody
like that.
Else. It was just
it's so one-sided.
The whole entire thing is one-sided.
Yeah,
and this whole thing was produced by Oprah, right?
No.
She came out of retirement to interview two people. Monique went off on her too, because you know, like, why are you gonna interview them but you don't even interview Harvey Weinstein if you consider
Monique was going in on Oprah, boy,
like, because Oprah so-called takes this stuff seriously, but it's just like you're not interviewing your friend Harvey Weinstein and all that stuff, but you're gonna interview these two dudes that's one-sided. Pretty much, she was like, what you're saying is you pretty much believe him over Michael, and he's not here to defend himself.
And she was close to Michael.
Brandi Jackson came out and said that they dated, her and Wade dated, and that Michael Jackson, her uncle, is the one that set him up, and they did it for 7 years, but apparently that was left out the interview. Man, and she tweeted a picture of them together.
Reaction.
So
argument.
Well,
that's crazy.
I'm with you, man. You guys know where I stand. This whole cancel culture, this whole overreaction, you have to be careful when you start setting these precedents, because then if you do it for one, you got to do it for the other. You have to be consistent.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, looked at as fair and just.
Mm-hmm.
So, Corey Feldman spoke out again too. Mm-hmm. And then there was somebody else that came out, I think, but.
Was it Macaulay Culkin?
I don't know. I can't remember
if it's Macaulay Culkin or not.
Yeah. But I think it's a little premature to do these cancellations. And, you know, I think you still, especially if there are some questions about the timeline that Wade Robinson has in his telling his side of the story. So they are the estate, they're suing HBO for like $100 million. For defamation or something along those lines. So
I mean, yeah.
But again, you know, I think one of the things I wanted to see, are y'all gonna pull his music? And they have. So they pulled some stations, pulled R. Kelly, and now they're pulling Michael Jackson. But I think one of the things, and we'll have a full discussion on this, and we may just later. But you know, I think one of the points made about pulling the music is that, you know, you have to be. Where the guy that was saying it was Carl from I think the BDC or CDC or something, it was a Canadian podcast, and he was saying that one of the things you have to consider is other people that were victims of child abuse, and when they hear that music, it can be triggered for them, and you know, just being mindful of that. So that's probably why some places are, you know, not doing it. So, yep. So we'll see, but I think it's all just starting. So
yeah. By the time we talk about this again, it'll probably be some other developing things.
Yeah,
that's happened, I'm sure.
All right, so so that's gonna do it for the topic. So we're gonna get into some comments that we got from Reddit, and I'm gonna see if I can pull something from Discord as well. So I will say somebody wants us to talk about reparations, FIFO.
Mm-hmm.
So
you said FIFO.
I don't know. Do you have an opinion on reparations?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
Why do you want to suck? We mentioned it last time.
It's becoming a talking point, and it will be a talking point in the upcoming elections. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
He said on the Breakfast Club, didn't he?
Yeah. He slipped up a couple of times when it's been discussed. We all know that other, you know.
Man, it's amazing to see how the tables have turned for him now. Because you remember when he was running against Hillary, everybody was for Bernie. Like, everybody, and the same people out there was like so supportive of Bernie them years ago that I've seen on Twitter, they like canceling that dude now. Like, everyone's canceling Bernie Sanders. I'm like, what happened?
Yep. So Medicare for all, free college, and reparations.
So, what about them?
They would like to hear us have a conversation about that.
Yeah, we need to do that when everybody's here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that'll be dope. Let's see. I don't know if he's joking, but the Jonas Brothers getting back together.
Alrighty. Next topic.
And the global economy. I don't know if that's a joke or not, but that was definitely interesting to see somebody ask us to talk about that. So
the global economy?
Yeah.
This is on Reddit?
Yeah, this was on Reddit. Somebody said I was breathing hella hard when I was talking about Russia.
So, oh, you were. You were. Was I? Yes, I noticed that when you were doing it. I was like, man, take a breath real quick.
Really?
Yeah, I noticed it. Yeah. I was wondering if anybody's gonna notice that. But
yeah,
y'all know detail as hell, so I'll be noticing.
Why you breathing so hard for, Nick?
He was. I felt like it was making me kind of like not be able to catch my breath. I was like, damn, Ken.
Oh my God,
Ken
needs
to calm down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, that, man, shout out to Reddit, man. Y'all hilarious, man.
That's funny they noticed that shit.
At the Red Mocha. And there were a couple of comments on about it. It was on the.
Oh, okay, so a lot of people noticed
that.
Yeah,
somebody said, yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I replied, but.
That's funny. Sound like Biggie.
At the Red Mocha, they're fact checking you, FIFO.
What?
Yeah, so he says when he claimed how it's expensive up here in Canada, he was referencing his experience with Toronto. Toronto, which happens to be the New York City of Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
Which happens to be one of the most expensive cities to live in the world.
It is.
Which happens to be tied with Vancouver for the worst housing market in Canada. If he was talking about almost any other Canadian city, excluding.
I remember hearing
not
that. Yeah.
Vancouver, the cost of living would not be as extreme.
Yeah, I didn't have the facts, but when he said it, I did remember somebody saying that to me before.
So yeah.
Yeah. We've worked with people in Canada.
Yeah. So remind me what
you were saying. You were saying it was expensive. So did you say it was expensive?
Yeah.
Or somebody saying about it being you said you wouldn't want to pay 55% in taxes or something like that.
Oh,
crazy.
I remember the conversation now. In terms of like the free healthcare and all of that.
Right.
And obviously, of course, I'm making my experience about Canada to the part that I
know
so I don't know about like because outside of Toronto and Vancouver and maybe Alberta,
mm-hmm.
where are other cities that people talk about in Canada?
Montreal.
Yeah.
Montreal.
Yeah.
That's the last one, though. Name another one. Name one more. I bet nobody can.
Okay.
One more.
I get what you're saying.
So it is what it is. I'm not saying that all of Canada is like that because obviously I don't have the experience. I just know Toronto is expensive as shit.
Right. No, I got you.
And I guess I think that's what we were saying about how like New York is in the States or California is, but not everywhere in the United States is, you know,
it's like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
It's the same. It's kind of the same thing.
Atlanta's starting to get up there. It ain't as cheap as it once was.
I know. I'm noticing the housing market is starting to get crazy.
Bruh.
I'm like, dang, I'm watching like the houses around me, the prices going up. I'm like, dang, they were just in the hundreds and the 200s.
And not just that, even the rental market, bruh.
I don't know. I haven't been in that market.
Like, all right, so the last one I'll pull is from Facebook. Shout out to Ashley for sending us this message. It was about what we were talking about with Africa. Mm-hmm. She sent over a documentary, and I'll share this. I'll put it in the show notes. She said, hi, everyone. I listened to Is the Mic Still On today, and I wanted to share some videos related to the very brief talk about what is happening in Africa right now. And she said, Africa is definitely, I guess, in a new age of colonization by China. And she sent over like three videos. So, they call it the Chinese takeover. So
I don't remember what was this regarding?
We were just saying how Africa
is the new emerging market.
Oh, yeah, y'all were having that conversation. I didn't really.
And then I think Mike was opposed, or somebody was opposed, saying that they didn't really know.
Yeah, it was Mike.
Okay.
I think he didn't have all of the information on it at the time. So let me see if there's anything on.
And if y'all hear Cam breathing this time, it seems like he has like sinus issues going on or something. So,
yeah. All right, I was just checking Discord. Yeah.
Which one more lively, Discord or Reddit? We're gonna have a challenge.
As far as what?
They more talking popping on Discord or more popping on...
Is the Mic Still On?
Yeah.
Yeah, Discord, everything popping on there. The Dead and Hip Hop.
Oh, so the Discord fans are bigger than the Reddit fans? We're going to start this challenge.
Yes. I mean, and I'm in Discord a lot on the Dead and Game One, and when I go look on the Dead and Hip Hop and stuff, they be active.
Well, is the Mic Still On? Discord?
They be active, man. Wow. They be active, dude. Like, I can leave Discord and maybe come back, like, 2 hours later. It'd be over 50 messages. Like, I got to scroll and look through
somebody. We need somebody really checking this stuff, then.
Yeah.
If it's that active, you know what
I'm
saying?
It's active, man. It's getting to the point where it's so active, it's hard for me to keep up. And I'm on Discord, like, every day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, chatting on the Dead End Gaming one, but it's so active.
Well, like,
I'm
having
lost.
A hard time finding something. That's why
no,
I was
no,
asking.
Yeah. No, it's because they start talking, so it kind of gets buried. Yeah. Nobody, you know.
It gets so active, right, where I'd be like, what? I
so
give
then
up.
We got to do the mailback episode. So somebody asked for that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Diogen. He wants a general update with things like, with Vivo's therapy and stuff like that. Mm.
Diogen's very active in the Dead End Gaming community. He's very active on our stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Wessa, go ahead and send us, don't be embarrassed. She wants to ask a question, but she said it's too embarrassing. Send us that question.
Yeah,
send
we do an anonymous type of thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. We do anonymous.
We got you. So just let us know. And
Diogen, he helped us with some trolls in the Discord too. Yeah, shout out to Diogen, man. Yeah, yeah.
What you mean? What do you do? What kind of trolls?
Like, what was they doing, Ken? Because I know he mentioned to you, you had to do something and block
him.
Yeah,
I went and
something.
Blocked him, but I got to actually...
Like, putting pictures and, like, what else? He was just trolling. Like, it was just random. Like, dude, why are you in here?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Well, while Ken's doing that, I just want to give an update on the videos on Is the Mic Still On? I currently have the interns working on past episodes, so you'll probably see an influx of episodes go up at some point. Probably like all the ones we recorded except this one. I don't have them recording today, but everything up until this point will be released. So just want to kind of give everybody an update on that. I know some people have been asking questions like where the videos are, but I can't take on the workload of that Dead End Hip Hop
and your
and,
stuff
and my business. So it's kind of crazy. So I'm training them up.
So if you're out there and you have some talent, hit up modestmedia at Gmail.
Wait, what's your Gmail? contact@modestmedia.llc.com.
Yep, there's work out here for you.
Yeah, yeah. Or they can just do modestmedia@deadandhiphop.com.
Yep. And that's DM him. He on IG, he on Twitter, he on all that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got some talent,
you can get this work.
You can get this work.
We got work out here for you. All right, just hit me up.
All right, so that's it for the comments. You guys can comment in Reddit, Discord, IG. I need to do more with IG. I mean, Instagram for those that don't know.
We all kind of do individually and as our
they leave some comments on there, so I need to pull So I'm gonna read for that. Yeah, Instagram. Yeah. So got to be a little bit better there, and Facebook and Twitter as well. So you can send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or Discord or Reddit
or Twitter DM.
Yep, the DM or Facebook Messenger and Instagram DM. We're gonna open that one up too. So Will asked, some women feel that men should not use the term bitch. And especially should not use it to refer to women. But some Is the Mike Stallone members use the term frequently on the show and refer to women as that. And they referenced B in the Rachel Dolezal episode.
What? I said bitch?
Why as a man do you believe it's okay to use that term either in general or in reference to women?
Why?
We do not use that in reference to women.
Yeah, because I always say female a lot.
But I don't remember anybody on here using bitch. Like Naomi's been on here like bitch and stuff like that. She says it.
Yeah.
Or Sophie and may say it. I don't know if Sophie talks like that. But
that person was referring to me saying it off of one episode. Like, I don't even.
Well, I'm sure you just gave an example. Right. There may have been others.
I can't even see
but
him.
Come on.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
I don't know what he's talking about.
I feel like all of those examples could be counted on one hand out of the 113 episodes we've been doing this on. You know what I'm saying? First of all. Second of all, I've known you guys for over 10 years now. And I can honestly say we don't use those type of terms just loosely. Now, amongst us, like when we just say like man talk sometimes, well, that word will slip out. I think that word slips out at times, but I don't think that we are referencing anybody in particular when we say that. Right. It's just like a general fuck
general
bitches.
Bitch.
I don't think we be disrespecting women like that on our show.
Ain't no think. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
That's crazy.
Rock, you've been around us for a minute. Have you ever heard us do
I can't even imagine y'all.
That's crazy. What is he doing? Like, what are they talking about?
I don't know.
They lost me with that.
You almost made me shoot you over nothing.
You almost made me shoot your bitch ass over nothing.
Right. Nigga, I said with cheese. Get a double burger.
Yo, that's
crazy.
What
type of question is that?
That's wild, bro.
I don't know. I mean, clearly he heard something to send in the question.
It was a guy.
He heard it wrong.
It was not me.
It was not Mike.
Lies.
It was not you.
Absolutely not.
So, Will, I challenge you to actually send us the audio clip. Send us the audio clip.
Or some, give us some receipts.
We'll address it.
Give us some receipts.
Yeah, we need receipts.
Yeah, and
we'll
talk about it. Give us some receipts, Will.
I think you heard bitch the wrong way.
Yeah, I think you did.
Nah, bro.
Your
you
use
context clues? Right, yeah. Nah, you didn't. What you doing? What you doing, bro?
Nah, so.
He trying to peg us. He really trying to peg us.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's messed up.
But,
you probably just find it crazy as a bunch of dudes that don't say that shit. Like, that's crazy, bro.
Do better, man.
And the one time he hear it.
Right.
Ooh, got him.
Right. We got almost 200-something episodes.
Exactly.
Y'all want to do one more? Or?
Yeah, that was just dumb.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
I'm like Mike this time. That was stupid. You know how Mike be going at the fans? Nah, that was dumb, though. Come on, man.
All right, John. So he says he listens. Yeah, he listens to the podcast every week while working out. So recently he had a question that he wanted us to give him some advice. Well, I'm sorry. He has a question that he wants us to give him some advice on. So an ex-girlfriend of mine recently reached out to one of my best friends to try and talk with me again. For background context, we dated for 6 months or so back in 2017. And then one night she hooked up with her ex-boyfriend, who she dated for around 2 years. She came to my place and lied to me about what really happened, but said we couldn't be together right now. That night, my best friend came over and told me the truth because she told him right after it happened at like 3 a.m. God dang. Months later that year, she sent a text saying, miss you, after I had blocked her on all social media accounts and didn't reply. Not long after this, the guy who she dated right after we broke up cheated on her, which was some beautiful karma. This past year, New Year's, She hung out with my friend at a New York party, at which she cried a ton, apparently said that she would get it if I never talked to her again, but just wanted to see if there was a chance to talk. I am single currently, but wanted to know what you all had to say about the situation and if it would be worth it just to hear what excuses come up or if it's actually sincere.
No, it ain't sincere. I don't take that as sincere. She just... She thought the grass was greener on the other side with the ex-boyfriend. And he said he cheated on her, right?
She cheated on him with the dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I was a little confused.
I thought he cheated on her. Not the guy that sent the question in, but the
His ex-girlfriend reached out to one of his friends.
Right.
Because she's trying to get back with him.
Because the dude that she left him for, right?
Yes, she hooked up with her ex-boyfriend. So she cheated on him.
With her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And I think the ex-boyfriend cheated on her,
confused.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm
lost,
confused. Bro. It's like I need, because y'all saying him, her, then.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, sound like you're saying.
So John's ex-girl.
Who sent in? Who sent in the question?
I was going to say Sarah, too.
John sent in
the question in. What is John talking about?
So John's ex-girlfriend, Sarah, is trying to get back with him after cheating on him with
her ex.
At a party. Bill.
Okay.
Her ex, Bill.
All right.
And now okay.
They broke up. He blocked her on all the social media accounts.
Who was they broke up?
John and Sarah.
John and Sarah broke up. Okay.
Yeah. Right. And now she's trying to get back with him.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get back with John.
Yep. Yes.
After Bill cheated on her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, because she got played.
Right, she got played.
Trying to come
so
back.
She's trying to come back.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. No.
Gotcha.
Like, she thought the grass was greener.
Let
see, I know I was right.
And so he's asking now what?
If Sarah trying to get with him is sincere, and if he should listen to her.
It's sincere.
I mean, it's sincere.
She really wanted to get back with her because shit didn't work out.
Because shit didn't work out.
But,
right.
Like,
I mean, if you want to hear what she got to say,
I don't want to hear what she got to say.
Go ahead, but
I don't.
It sounds like that's what she'll probably do it again, though.
No, maybe I'm mean, but I'm like, no.
You think so?
I don't want to hear that.
I don't know. Okay, yeah.
Maybe she wanted to just try
because it was an ex she tried to get with, right? It wasn't just some random dude.
Yeah, maybe she was drinking.
Nah. She had it in her mind that she might have wanted to get with the ex before. Like she missed that old thing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just like, "Let me try this," and then it didn't work. So now I'm gonna get back with John.
Right,
and that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
because
she dated Bill for 2 years,
and he ended up cheating on her.
Bill is the ex, right?
Yeah, Bill is the ex, and he cheated on her, and so she want to go back.
But that means just because he cheated on him doesn't mean that she was over him. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm
saying. She wasn't over Bill. She never was really truly over Bill.
That's
she
right.
broke
saying.
Up with him because he cheated on her.
She just probably needed closure.
She needed some sort of closure. Didn't work out. He ended up dumping her again.
God, that's what I'm saying.
So he played you twice.
Yeah.
Golly.
Nah, man.
Shame on you.
No. Actually, I think she started dating some other guy. I'm just reading this.
Okay.
Not long after this guy who she dated right after
How does he know all this?
I thought she said, isn't she hanging with his best friend or something like that? John's best friend?
That's
how he knows all that. Because from the best friend telling him.
Right. So, yeah. So, damn.
I say no. Don't even... No.
Yeah, like, what's the point?
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah. Cut
like,
her off.
Like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You already been hurt once.
Right.
You already know she has a history.
There could be a point.
Yeah.
Which point is that?
Unless he just really loves her.
Yeah.
Maybe he just really loves her and wants to give her a second chance. I mean, people give people second chances.
Yeah, I feel, you know, I get that.
He ain't had nothing like her or something.
I understand the second chances and all of that, but... I don't know, man.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
No, what you gonna say?
No, I'm just saying, like, what is there really any harm if you truly like want to just? I mean,
and that's what he's asking.
It's just like, I guess my thing is like, so you basically don't want to look like a sucker, or you don't want to play yourself.
You shouldn't look like a sucker. Don't play yourself.
I mean, okay. That's the reason. Nah, but
yeah, but if that's what your heart want, man. I mean, if the heart wants what it wants, man. At the end of the day. Why you can't? You gonna fight that?
You're just gonna have to. She might cheat on you again.
Yeah,
so.
You just gotta be like, look, it may not work out. You got to go into it with a clear mind. Like, okay, you know, the heart wants what it wants.
Yeah,
and it may not work out, and you just gotta be okay with that.
Her and Sarah and John only dated for 6 months before she slept with Bill, who had been, you know, they had been together for 2 years.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I
hope he hit it.
I would hope so too. Shit, 6 months?
You never know, man. Some be holding out. Some be holding out. It's a new day out here.
It's a new day.
Well, back in my day.
But I don't know, man. I just don't me personally, this is just coming from personal experience. I don't want to be hurt that way. You know what I'm saying? It would be extremely difficult for me to be okay with being with you again. Like, I can forgive you. I can get over it. But, you know, that part of my life.
So you just wipe your hands. With
just
it,
wipe my hands. You know
what I'm
saying?
I get that, too. I get that
side.
You
won't be able to trust again.
Yeah. Like to that degree, you know what I'm saying? Like you over here, you smash.
That's what I said. Don't.
Because here's the thing. Yeah. I know in relationships, questionable things happen. But I think that there's a line, and once you cross that line, that is too hard to come back from. Not saying that you can't come back, but it's extremely difficult. It's relationships already are hard, but when that type of infidelity happens, it makes it 10 times harder to even get back to the point that you were at. Even is it worth it?
Oh yeah, okay, that's what I was going to say.
And that's why why I keep saying, what's the point?
You're asking, is it worth it? It may be worth it for that person.
It may be.
So all I'm saying is that it's not like you just, you know, get back with her. Oh yeah, we boyfriend girlfriend again or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, you know, all right, we can, you know, we can kick
talk
it.
About
it's
it.
We can kick it. You know what I'm saying? And whatever, you know, if it's something come of it,
friends with benefits.
You know basically. What? You know what? The reason why I say I know I can't do it, because when I look at you, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's gonna be running through my head ain't gonna be nothing positive. And I know I can't hold my tongue but for so long.
Why would you bring that stuff up though?
Because every time I look at you, I think of that situation.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Because you got to move forward. You got to move past that.
People are affected differently, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Hold on to it.
I guess.
Too
yeah,
long.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, I
hold on.
Yeah, I
hold on to it.
But why hold on to it if like all you're doing is kicking it? You're not actually in a relationship like that. You're just kicking it. So why are you holding on to it?
Because in a relationship, you're also supposed to be friends. And as my friend, you violated my trust. So as your friend in this moment, I'm looking at you different too.
But let's be honest, though. Like, yeah, we were friends, but we were boyfriend and girlfriend, too. And you just cheated, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, but now we're just really just supposedly friends with benefits now. So it's like, it's a different type of attachment now.
No, I feel you. But me personally, I don't know how to go backwards. No, for real, that's just going backwards to me. Now, here's the thing.
You're saying, like, you rather be home and lonely than to get with somebody that wants you.
How much did you really want me?
It don't matter how much they wanted you then, but they want you now.
Nah, here's the thing. Hold on, let me clarify my statements.
To get back with him hard.
No, let me clarify my statements. Like, because you said chill. Right.
Yeah,
so what do you mean by chill?
I already
because
said it.
We talk about smash.
This is
because I'll smash you maybe once or twice, but I'm not hanging out with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We can have benefits. But ain't no friendship. Ain't no hanging out. Ain't no, hey, yeah, how was your day?
All right, you got to build that back up.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I ain't building none of that back up. You could be a booty call. Hey, come through. Yeah, about 30 minutes. All right, bet. Let me go clean up my shit real quick. Smash. Yeah, you got to bounce.
That's going to be
like,
some
you can't
sort
even
of attachment
spend a night.
There, man. It's going to be some sort of attachment.
Nah,
I mean, y'all once was lovers. Like,
nah,
bro. Now, y'all once, you're going to have some sort of attachment.
Now,
here's the thing. I'm not going to say I wouldn't be emotional, because I probably would be.
Right.
You not going to see that shit, though. I'm not going to be vulnerable around you no more. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to,
you're going to be guarded, is what you're saying.
I put it to you like this, nigga. This shit's a great wall of fucking China, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you do some shit like that, yeah, I'll smash you again, but we not hanging out. There is no interpersonal relationships happening. I don't want to know about shit that's going on in your life. What that mouth do?
What?
That's all I need to know. What that mouth do?
They gonna find some on FIFA.
They gonna find shit on me. I'm good. I don't know how to hog tie people.
Here's what you
go
do,
ahead,
John. Here's what you do.
Look at B. Look how B looking at me.
I'm just waiting to see what he's gonna say.
I think there is a point to getting back with her, and you should definitely hear out. You should definitely entertain the idea of getting back with her. I'd say you should actually get back with her and get you some payback.
Damn.
On her ass with Bill. And you good.
Not with Bill.
With Bill. Nah, with Bill. Sleep on her, cheat on her ass with Bill. That's what you do. That's what you do. I'm just saying.
He looking rock said no.
Stay looking at me like that, B.
Stay tuned for the new podcast show, Bad Advice Ken. Come soon.
I'm disappointed in your answer, Ken. I thought you was going. I thought you was going strong, man.
I'm just saying. I think that is. So thanks for your questions, man. You guys can send those over to isthemicestillon@gmail.com. That is one of the best ways to send them to us. And if you want us to change the name, you can do all that stuff too. But we also have our social media accounts. You can send those over to them as well. Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/isthemicestillon. And go to instagram.com/isthemicestillon. Click the Linktree link in the description and you can find all of our social media accounts and podcast. So we appreciate you guys for listening, and we'll holler at you guys next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.